This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The record high numbers of Coloradans infected with the Omicron variant are starting to drop. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says Colorado's percent of positive COVID-19 tests was nearly 30% last week, but it's now dropped to 26%.
While we're starting to see improvements here, and we believe we've turned a corner on our Omicron surge, there continues to be high levels of transmission.
COVID-19 hospitalizations seem to have plateaued at fewer than 1,700 patients, about 200 less than the pandemic record. The state says an unvaccinated person is 46 times more likely to be hospitalized than someone who is vaccinated and boosted. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More than 30 organizations in Colorado have been awarded grants from the National Endowment of the Arts. In total, $500,000 will support the arts at colleges and universities and other places like the Central City Opera and Su Teatro in Denver. Nationwide, the federal program is handing out $33 million of funding. It will give more out to others later this year. Two teens were shot in Aurora yesterday. The 16 and 17-year-olds were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the Aurora Police Department. The incident wasn't far from where three shootings happened in less than 2 weeks in November. The rash of violence last year left 13 teenagers injured and sparked peace rallies and community meetings. Now, the governor and community groups want to increase funding for gang violence prevention. This is CPR and KRCC.